Kamala Harris has spent more time at Martha's Vineyard than Border. By Wendell Hussebo on September 17, 2022. Vice President Kamala Harris has spent more time at the exclusive island of Martha's Vineyard than inspecting the southern border invasion. While Harris was charged by President Joe Biden to end illegal immigration, she has refused to visit the border. Instead, she has spent her time in Martha's Vineyard, an elite island where the rich and famous vacation. Needless to say, the work will not be easy, Harris commented in March 2021 about her new border security responsibility. But it is important work. Biden gave her the job shortly after assuming office. "When she speaks for me," he said. "Harris is the most qualified person to lead the charge. It's not her full responsibility job, but she is leading the effort because I think the best thing to do is to put someone who, when he or she speaks, they don't have to wonder about. Is that where the president is?" Biden added. Harris, who reportedly was not First Lady Jill Biden's first choice to be vice president, said the responsibility will entail that we are clear that people should not come to the border now. "We also understand that we will enforce the law and that we also, because we can chew gum and walk at the same time, must address the root causes that cause people to make the trek." More than a year after being given the responsibility, illegal immigration is one of the top three midterm issues. In May, more migrants illegally crossed the southern border than in any other month in the Department of Homeland Security's history, according to the Republican National Committee's research team. Many of those migrants were apprehended at the border and later released into the interior based on Biden's catch-and-release policy. On Wednesday, Governor Ron DeSantis, R., flew migrants to the exclusive destination of Martha's Vineyard. The flight represents just a tiny percentage of Biden's mass migration since January 2021. The Biden administration has sent multiple shipments of migrants into the interior of the U.S., including the low-key destinations of a New York City suburb and New Jersey. In addition, more than 70 flights with an average of about 36 passengers landed in Jacksonville, Florida, in 2021. DeSantis's transportation of migrants from Florida to Martha's Vineyard comes just 1 month after Harris visited the island for a Democrat National Committee finance event. Harris' flight from Washington, D.C., landed at Boston Logan International Airport around 11 a.m. Representative Ianga Pressley and Cheryl Andrews Multe, the chairwoman of the Wampanoag tribe, were among those who greeted the vice president, WCVB-ABC reported. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.